Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no picture on the screen, which is showing that I'm still a learner at how to put pictures into PowerPoint. So we're all learners, and that's the title of our series today, or our sermon today. We are not finished people. Let's pray. Lord, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There are moments in life when we realise, sometimes abruptly, sometimes gradually, that we are not as polished or finished or complete as we once thought we were. These moments can arrive through personal disappointment, conflict, unexpected change, or the simple recognition that the world around us is shifting faster than we can possibly keep up with. Churches experience this too. Congregations that once felt confident in their identity, their mission, their place in society, can suddenly find themselves unsure of how to move forward, how to speak meaningfully into people's lives, how to remain faithful in a culture that doesn't assume that Christianity is relevant. This is not a failure. This is a sign that we are human. And it's precisely why we begin this series with the simple, slightly awkward and honest symbol of the L plate. The L plate is something that most of us associate with learning to drive, with early stages of gaining competence, with the vulnerability of being on the road when everyone around us seems to know what they're doing. It's a symbol that says, I'm still figuring this out, and I need you to give me space while I do so. In this series, we are taking this symbol and applying it to our life of faith. Not because we're incompetent or incapable, but because we want to acknowledge is that discipleship is not something that we graduate from. It is something that we grow into and keep growing into as long as we live. One of the challenges many Christians face is the quiet pressure to appear spiritually steady and emotionally composed, even when the reality is far more complicated. We often feel that we should know more, trust more, and pray more or cope better than we do. When we look around at others in the church, we can assume that they have things sorted in ways that we don't. The truth, of course, is that everyone is carrying something. Everyone is navigating uncertainty. Everyone is still learning. The L plate is a way of making that truth visible, not to embarrass us, but to free us from the exhausting work of pretending that we know it all. When we look at the people that Jesus chose to follow him, we see a group who are constantly misunderstanding him, misjudging situations, arguing with one another, struggling to grasp what he was trying to teach them. They were not chosen because they were the most capable or the most spiritually advanced. They were chosen because they were willing to follow, even when they didn't understand what that meant. Jesus did not wait for them to be ready. He did not wait for them to be mature. He simply invited them on a journey that would change them over time. Their transformation was not immediate. It unfolded slowly through mistakes, questions, failures, and moments of surprising insight. This is important for us to remember because being a disciple of Jesus is not about achieving a certain level of competence. It's about remaining open to being shaped by Jesus, being ready to learn. It's recognizing that God continues his work in us, not once we've sorted out everything, but precisely in the areas that we feel unfinished. The L plate becomes a reminder that we are not expected to have arrived. We are expected to keep on learning. For many churches, the past decade has brought significant change. Patterns of attendance have shifted. Cultural assumptions have moved. The role of the church in society is no longer what it was. Some congregations respond to this by trying to reclaim a sense of certainty or by holding to familiar structures. Others respond by withdrawing, unsure of how to engage with a world that feels unfamiliar. But there is another way. The way of becoming learners again. Instead of assuming that we have all the answers as church, we can approach this moment with curiosity. Instead of feeling threatened by change, we can see it as an invitation to grow. Instead of trying to present ourselves as experts, we can be honest that we are still discovering what it means to follow Jesus in this time and place. The L plate is a small but tangible way of embracing that posture. When you place it somewhere visible, on your fridge, your front gate, your mobility scooter, your water bottle, your front door, you're making a quiet statement that you are ready to learn. You're acknowledging that faith is not static. You are giving yourself permission to be a work in progress. And you're also signaling to others that they don't need to be perfect either. One of the most significant barriers when people approach a church is that they fear that they will not fit in, that they will not know enough, or they'll be judged for their silly questions or for their past. When a church becomes a community of learners rather than a community of experts, the barrier begins to fall. People feel safer to explore faith when they sense that the people around them are also exploring faith. They feel more comfortable asking questions when they know that questions are welcomed. They feel more hopeful about their own growth when they see others growing too. This week, as we begin this series, the invitation is simple. Accept the L plate as a symbol of your unfinishedness. Let it remind you that you do not need to hide the parts of your life that are still developing. Let it encourage you to be honest with yourself and others about areas where you are still learning. And let it open you to the possibility that God may be teaching you something new. Not in spite of your uncertainty, but through it. There is no shame in being a learner. In fact, it's one of the most faithful things we can be. The disciples were learners. The early church was a community of people figuring it out as they went along. Every generation of Christians has had to learn how to follow Jesus in the context of its own time and place. We are no different. We are not finished people. We are people in process, people on a journey, people being shaped, people being invited into deeper trust and wider compassion. So as you take your L plate home today, place it somewhere where you'll see it often. Let it interrupt your assumptions about yourself. Let it soften your expectations of others. Let it remind you that God is not finished with you yet, and that the journey of discipleship is not a straight line, but a lifelong unfolding, a winding path. And let it encourage you to approach this series and this season of our church's life with openness, humility, and the willingness to be changed. Together, let us be L plate people. Let us learn again what it means to follow Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.